coming up on today's experience. Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, but in the vastness of time and space, they have a value because they bless. Wow. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think, but in the vastness of time and space, they have no value because they do not bless. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because everything we do is hopefully a blessing, or at least most of it is, anyway. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. The David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. Ready? We're going to give you exactly what we have for you to understand what the key to the show is. We don't know what we're doing.
Not one ounce of clue.
We are clueless. But we're clueless in the Lord. We have no idea what's going to happen. We really don't care that much. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there. Here you go. I'm not asking you if you will be a blessing. I'm asking you how you can be a blessing for someone. That means you have to think about it. What? Yeah, that's right. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. That would just be sad. Just give us a call. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Dynamite Dave.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid a Dynamite.
Talking to Dynamite D is like talking to a person who is a blessing to your spiritual family.
That is a blessing. Hey, thank you for that.
That's a good one right there. You can also text us, by the way, during the show. It's not complex. It's 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. 214-210-8483. Very robotic.
Interesting. A little different.
Yeah. A little like robotic-y is kind of the thing.
With a
right?
Texas twang.
Yeah. A little bit. All right. So, yeah, you can do that. You can text us or you can email us. David@HeMustIncrease.org. David, D-A-V-I-D. David, not King David, not anything else, David. Just David at He Must Increase. Why? John 3:30. He Must Increase. I Must Decrease. HeMustIncrease.org. .org. That's the O-R-G. I'm going to send you up to the website as we always do. Remind you about a couple of things. Please remember on the website the ambassador information. So what does that mean? Like, Dave, what's that ambassador thing about? It's very simple. If you are walking on the planet, see how easy we make that? And that's not even a word salad. If you are walking on the planet, and you come across somebody and you think, you know, they might like the show. That might bless them. That might really encourage them. We have provided things, which are really brochures and business cards, that you are welcome to give away for free. We'll give them to you. You can give them to anybody you want. You don't have a quota. You don't have to give away. You have to give away this many. You got to do this. No, you don't. You let the Lord lead and guide you. We trust the Jesus in you. Just be available so that the Lord can use it. That's kind of a cool thing. So if you want to check out that information on the website, those brochures are on the website, and you can pick which ones you want, and we'll print them off and have them sent to you. It's just that simple. Nothing more complex than that. just to give the opportunity for other people to get exposed to the show. Additionally, on the website is usually a red button somewhere on there, and red is because red is the number one attention getter on the internet, not for anything else. And so it says donate, and what's important about donating? It sustains the ministry. Of course, we promise that we will give you a Cadillac for every person who gives a dollar. Oh, wait.
Oh, wow, Dave.
Oh, wait. No, we won't. We'll give you a jelly donut. Nope, we're not giving you a jelly donut. We're not giving you a pen. We'll give you a receipt at the end of the year because it's a tax-deductible donation. That's what you get. Plus, you'll be investing in the kingdom of God, helping us further the kingdom of God in this very unique fashion. That'd be a nice way to say that. And here's our scripture for today, Romans 12:13. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. Romans chapter 12, verse 13. Check it all out on HeMustIncrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Yeah, so there.
That was a lot there.
Yeah, so there. Okay, let's see. Got a lot to remind you of. Please be praying for the audience. It's so important. We have so many wonderful people, but they need prayer, right? We know Joanne's going through her trial. We know that Jay is going through his trial. We know that Abraham needs to be blessed and prayed for. We know that Nola and John, her grandfather, they're going through quite the bit. With Deborah, we prayed for Susie yesterday. There's just a whole group that we're praying for. In fact, Eric and Lisa, both Eric and Lisa are having some procedures. We're going to be praying for them. You just want to keep praying for one another. We want to be blessing one another. You want to be caring about one another. Don't forget about Rosalyn. She needs your prayers. And don't forget about Gary. It's precious brother. He needs your prayers. And why that's all important is because that's what the Lord wants of us. The people that he's brought into our lives, that we have a greater care and a genuine care for them the way that he cared for us. That's what we're looking for, okay? So please be praying for one another. That would be awesome. Let's get into the text. As you know, we are in a very, I think it's a really cool portion. Me, because I like all scriptures. So it's like for me, everything's really cool. 2 Corinthians chapter 7 is kind of where we're at. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, and I think we're at verse, it's like 14, is it 14? It's 13. So it's kind of at 13. So let's say 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 13. That's where we're going to start. 2 Corinthians, chapter 7, verse 13. On account of this, we are encouraged. That's how he starts it off. In addition to our own encouragement, we were even more delighted by the joy of Titus, for his spirit has been refreshed by all of you. Indeed, I was not embarrassed by anything I had boasted to him about you, but just as everything we said to you was true, so our boasting to Titus has proved to be true as well. So for everybody who thinks Paul is this guy that hates women and hates this and is a real rule guy and da-da-da-da, if you've listened to anything we've taught in 2 Corinthians, you find out how human Paul really is, how really feeling and kind of connected to feelings he is and how he operates. And for those that think that's wrong, you're wrong, because it's very clear in the scripture. About 35 times, Paul really expresses this intimacy with people. And so in 2 Corinthians 7:13, he expresses how he's greatly encouraged by the arrival of Titus, in addition to the regular encouragement that the Lord and the Lord's grace give them in their situations. What this teaches us, and listen to what I'm going to say, is that fellowship has a unique ability to refresh each one of us. And what we're missing there, okay, when it says forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, that probably actually doesn't have to do with church as much as overall fellowship, because that would just be getting together once a week. And I'm pretty sure that's not the intent that God has in mind. He wants us to be more connected to as a family. I think if you live in a household, I don't think you say hi to mom and dad once a week. So anyway, it's just a point. Don't get mad. So here's, I think it's greater than what we're saying it is. So here he's trying to tell people, look, he goes, we're encouraged by all this great stuff that God is doing. And then we were even more delighted by the joy of Titus. Titus came and saw us, and that dude was lit. He was so happy. He was like, wow, I can't believe how great those people are. They love me. And that then blesses Paul, which then Paul turns around and blesses others. You see, what we're missing is that there's this wonderful, contagious element in fellowship that blesses one another in a fashion, in a way that we have yet to either take advantage of or fully understand or maybe fully appreciate. And this idea that he's like, wow, look, you guys. I mean, the joy that Titus had after Titus hung out with you, wow, great job. So here, Titus has a joy from his engagement, right, with the people at Corinth. Now listen to this. Because he engaged with them, he was blessed. See, this is what we need to tap into. So we know the joy of the Lord is our strength, and we know in his presence is the fullness of joy. In addition to that, the Lord has also created joy in a couple of other areas. Answered prayer brings joy. Fellowship brings joy. It's like I'm miserable. I'm completely bummed out. Life is terrible. Fellowship. Fellowship. Get together. I'll tell you one thing that happened. So I got to be careful how much I share here. So I'm going to try and be, because this is not planned or anything. But so when Noelle and I were in San Clemente, we had moved from Temecula to San Clemente. We hooked up at this church, Heritage Church. And at this, it's not the same church as that I was in, the culty church. It just had the same name. So anyway, we go to this church, and, you know, we thought the service was really good. And it was good because the musicians were all professional L.A. musicians. It was pretty good quality music and stuff. And we liked the preacher. He was a good teacher. He was a good preacher and so on and so forth. But what we loved was the Bible study. That's what we love. We love the Bible study because we get into the Bible study. There's about 12 of us. How'd your week go? What happened? What do you need prayer for? You'd share. The people would stop, you know, they'd stop everything they're doing, just pray per person as they're sharing. Everybody, you know, prays for them. And it's like sharing with one another and caring about one another and helping each other walk through whatever it is. And then some people would give praises and everybody would be like, all right, man, we were praying for that. That's great. And it's just the spirit and the attitude. They had an excellent small group program, or at least the one we went to was, I should say that. And it's very powerful, very helpful for us at a very difficult time. And then Paul further emphasizes his admiration for Titus and Titus's willingness to boast about. I mean, he boasted about Titus, and he was pretty excited because his boasting did not, like, come back and hurt him. Like, this guy's fabulous. He does everything great. He's wonderful. You'll love him. And that was not a disappointment. So it's important to understand that the power of genuine praise has an impact on others. It blesses people. It encourages people. And Paul was really like, yeah, we told you he was great. You know, kind of like, I told you that guy was fantastic. It's kind of like, I think you'll get this. It's kind of like when you tell somebody to watch a movie, right? And they come back and they go, that movie was great. Right? That was an awesome movie. And you're like, yeah, I'm glad I suggest that.
You want them to like it.
Yeah, because you suggested it, right? So there's some of that in fellowship. It's like, this guy's awesome. Meet with this guy. He's fantastic. So he wasn't embarrassed. He was really excited. What I'm trying to tell you is there was a high level of blessing and excitement because of the fellowship. He's like, you can't miss this. It's right there. Okay. Take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at year end indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously, or in Proverbs where it teaches that a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated, knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can, right here on KAAM.
What is the David Spoon experience?
What the issue is this guy hears the gospel from Philip, and in that presentation of the gospel is baptism. That is not negotiable in the sense that there's no way you can remove that. And he responds by saying, I want to be part of this family. I want to be connected to this. I hear the good news. I want the grace and the mercy. I want to do whatever it takes to show my response, not just to you, Philip, but to the entire world. I'm a Christian. And that's what baptism does. And while I think it's dangerous to say, if you're not, you can never get in, because I don't believe that's correct, I also think it's dangerous to say, nobody needs to do it. That's incorrect, too. Your baptism is an open proclamation of an inward work. Don't you ever forget, the Lord requires that. If you've never been baptized, get baptized. We're going to do it right this way. Arrange to get baptized. That's it. If you've never done it, you should do it. Because it's a declaration of your faith. That's the response to the gospel. You're saying by identifying, going down and up in baptism, the end of you, the beginning of him in you. Okay. That just seems like it doesn't even seem like that's complex. I think everybody should just go, yeah, okay, got it.
You're here when I need you the most, when I need you the most.
Oh, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. And then right here in the next couple weeks, we could be saying, and we're really glad for this wonderful city. And then we'll just see what that is.
What are you saying, Dave?
I'm not saying anything. Tease. Welcome those in beautiful. Okay, there we go. That's kind of where I'm going to go with it, I think. Okay, first trivia question, a little tougher. These are relatively easy today, not overly complex. I want people to have a chance to get back into the swing of things. This is in Genesis, so you need to be thinking Genesis, right? This is a very interesting one. Who married his half-sister? There you go. Even Dynamite D nailed that right away.
We should know that one.
Yeah, you got to know that one. You got it. Who married his half sister? Let me rephrase that. Who first married his half sister? Maybe I should say that. Because why? Because this individual two times took advantage of the scenario. People are like, it's like, nah, that was wrong. Don't even just try to, it was still true. It's half true. Do you know something that's half true is a half lie?
He didn't get out on a technicality.
Yeah. It's like, it's half true. So that makes the other half a lie, right? I mean, I'm just saying, right? Okay. I love how people go, well, it's half true. So then the other half is what? It's just like, okay. I know. That's just mean. Who married his half-sister? First one to do it. Two times took advantage of the situation. Probably should not have done that. I think we can all agree upon that. If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Very funny text by Joanne. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. I do want to do our DNA because it is important, and it is important for us to function in this, and just there's just no getting away from this. These are the building blocks by which every day we need to operate in, so that no matter what comes your way, you are of the mindset of the Lord. That's really important. D, draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Daily. Now, daily is, of course, every day that ends in Y. That's how often we should do that. Okay? N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never, ever be ashamed of what Jesus had to say. No matter what the woke culture says, who cares? In 50 years, if the Lord tarries, there'll be another culture. It won't even be the same. It'll be completely different. It's been happening for thousands of years. Nothing new there. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve. OPM, which, by the way, there was a movie called OPM, For Other People's Money. Ours is OPM, Other People Matter. And you think, well, is that a play on anything? No, that's what Jesus said. Other people matter. It's very simple to follow along with that. If you are so focused on yourself and all the energy is on you, it'll bleed you dry. That is exactly what it'll do. And if you want to get out of that, stop focusing so much on your situation. Stop focusing on so much of your loss or your struggle or your fight. Get involved in other people, and you will find an entirely new vein of strength. That's just practical, right? Okay. So there it is. Other people matter. So D, draw closer to the Lord daily. N, never be ashamed of Jesus' words. A, always be ready to serve. Trivia question once again. Who married his half-sister in Genesis? We know it's a fact and it's true. And then two times he took advantage of that situation, which was not very nice. It's not nice. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Back to our wonderful text, 2 Corinthians chapter 7. We're going to pick it up in we'll go back to verse 14, but we're running it through verse 16. Indeed, I was not embarrassed by anything I had boasted to him about you, but just as everything we said to you was true, so our boasting to Titus has proved to be true as well. So Paul is boasting about Titus. Paul boasting about the Corinthians. I mean, he's just like, you know, he's just in the play where he's just giving praise. And I got a message for you. You know, there's a lot more power when you offer thanksgiving, praise, and appreciation than there is when you become the smartest person in the room, which is only true if you're a legend in your own mind. Verse 15 says this, and his affection for you is even greater when he remembers that you were all obedient as you welcomed him with fear and trembling. I rejoice that I can have complete confidence in you. Very interesting portion here, because the Holy Spirit is, you know, directing in this writing, is the verbal plenary process of the book being written. And so there's an interesting aspect in Holy Writ here. Paul is highlighting how Titus's affection for the people of Corinth grows when he remembers their diligence in supporting and strengthening him. Remembering certain acts of kindness strengthens our affections and our feelings for others, which, by the way, is normal and positive. So when somebody does something really cool for you, somebody does something that's really awesome, when you sometimes meditate on that, which you just, people tend to just like forget and just put it in some dry little drawer and never see it again. When somebody does something and it's a blessing for you, you are not only blessed, you're encouraged to remember that, because it was a blessing for you then, and concentrating, considering that, meditating on that, it will be a blessing for you again, recognizing how much you've been loved and touched. Then Paul concludes this chapter by expressing his joy and complete confidence in the church at Corinth. just as he has confidence in boasting about Titus. So, see, he's confident about both. The thought of their faith and dedication brings encouragement and blessing and joy to Paul. Imagine this is. Imagine if we could have the same confidence and encouragement in one another. Listen to what I said. I'm going to say it again. I want you to hear it. The thought of their faith and their dedication, the Church of Corinth, brings encouragement and blessing and joy to Paul. Did they do everything right? No. But what they did do right was a super-duper blessing for Paul. So imagine if we had that same confidence and encouragement in one another, that the things that people say or the things that people do in our lives, brothers and sisters, that would be an encouragement to us and we'd be blessed by it. All of this to say the very same thing I said, and that is there is power in fellowship. How much power? When two or more are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. When two or more agree upon touching anything on earth, it shall be done. If you want to know what kind of power it is, Jesus made it clear. And when he sent out the disciples, how did he send them out? Two by two. It's like, wait a second. You mean there's this principle where if you're connected, you have a strengthening? From Noah to Revelation 22. I don't know how you can miss it, right? It's like, wowzer, there's power there, okay? All right, who married his half-sister? Kind of a cheat on that situation. Who was it, brother? Do you remember?
Abraham.
Abraham married Sarah, and half-sister. Used it twice on two different kings. Not very nice.
Did he get something out of Egypt for using that?
He got a lot out of that, but we'll talk about it. That's something I'm going to teach on relatively soon, but it's very – poor Abimelech. I felt bad for that guy. Anyhow, we'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience.
Verse 39, when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away. The eunuch never saw him again, but went on his way rejoicing. Verse 40, meanwhile, Philip found himself farther north at the city of Azotus. He preached the good news there and in every city along the way until he came to Caesarea. He was in Caesarea, by the way, for 20 years, which explains why he had the daughters. But here's what I want you to catch. While he was en route, he landed in the Azotus. However he got from point A to point B is amazing. We don't even know. But what he did was he preached the gospel in every city along the way until he came to his destination. And if you cannot recognize, that is a testimony from God saying you take the gospel wherever you go until you reach your destination, which is either you being called up to the Lord personally, corporately, or however it's going to take place. Every place we go, everywhere we are, we take the gospel. That does not mean you grab a microphone. It does not mean you grab some kind of bullhorn and scream at people with the gospel. You just make sure that you are sensitive. That's the very DNA we talk about all the time. You're sensitive to the Lord. You're taking the gospel with you wherever you go. You're recognizing that wherever you go, you might have a one-time encounter with somebody, and they might make a decision for Jesus just based on that encounter. Noelle and I had that exact thing happen on our way from San Diego to Rockwell, to Fate. And we met somebody from a hotel that we were at and talked to them one time and prayed with her. And she became a Christian. And we never saw her again. It's not our call. It's up to the Lord. Just be available. You don't have to be, that's the word I'm looking for. You don't have to be Billy Graham. Like I said, Billy Graham wasn't Billy Graham. In other words, just be yourself. Be available. You never know what the Lord will do and how he'll use that. Okay? That's what's so cool about this text. Now, we finished up to chapter 8. Now, Acts chapter 9, we're going into Saul. And that is some serious stuff. Here is the trivia question. What was the affliction of the woman who was touched who touched the hem of Jesus's robe, and she had an issue with bleeding, an issue of blood, for quite some time, as we know, 12 years. The issue of blood, that is what she sought the Lord for, and she touched him, and then Jesus healed her physically, socially, psychologically, and emotionally all together at one time. Isn't that cool? Jesus is cool.
770 KAAM, Garland, Dallas, Fort Worth.